Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of 1-2. LaFleur strikes out. 1 out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fisk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Bosley moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Bosley scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Cooper moves to third. 1 out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines bunts towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Almon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Squires moves to third. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Vukovic covering, for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a line drive into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bosley bunts towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Kuntz pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Molitor. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Kuntz goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Brewers. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie strikes out. 1 out. Ed Farmer now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Almone is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Almone is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.